I've been trying to get alone with you all day now. God. It feels like every time I find you, you're either with Mrs. Santiago talking about Lord knows what, or you're with someone else talking about your day and the projects that you got done. I'm sick of it. I've been trying to get a moment alone with you, and it seems that this is the only chance I'm going to have that. I had no idea you were such a busy person. Considering I do nothing but loathe you, it's crazy to me that people would actually enjoy being in your presence. No matter. That's not what I'm here to talk to you about. Whether or not people like you is none of my concern. What is my concern, however, is the fact that you keep speaking over me in meetings, adding your own thoughts to my ideas. If I wanted to know what you were thinking, I would have asked for your opinion and not Marcy's. And yet, you insisted upon yourself, and then to top it all off with a fucking cherry. The boss gave you credit for my idea. How do you think that makes me feel? Mm-mm-mm. Don't speak, and you better ignore that goddamn notification. Oh, now look at you. Backed up against the wall, pinned between me and the bricks. What are you going to do? If you hadn't tried to one-up me in front of our boss, then we wouldn't be here. You see, every single day you come in here like a goody-two-shoes. Yes, boss. Right away, boss. Whatever you need, boss. God, it makes me fucking sick. Then I get to see the bootlicker getting the fucking praise that was meant for me. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. The only reason you have gotten to the position you are in today is because you know how to kiss ass. It's not because of your skills or your talents or even your ideas, because you don't have an original one. You're a fraud, and I plan on proving it to everyone. If only the rest of the company could see you as I see you. If only they could see how fucking worthless you are. You aren't worthy of representing our company. You're barely a good representative for your own fucking name. I don't understand what Mrs. Santiago sees in you. Maybe I should spread your legs and find out for myself. You would let me, wouldn't you? Oh, come now. We both know you're too stupid to get here on your own merits. You could have pushed me away the second I backed you up against the wall. And you didn't. At any given moment, you could have simply tossed me to the side, unlocked the door, and be on your way out of here. And yet, you aren't. You're staring at me, breath steady as ever, looking directly into my eyes, daring me to make a move. God, I hate you so fucking much sometimes, looking as smug as fucking ever. You think you've won, haven't you? You're not going to think that for long, not if I have anything to do with it. Pants easily falling to the floor, barely wanting to stay on you at all. Wouldn't it be convenient if someone told Mrs. Santiago where you get some of your most brilliant ideas from? Do you think she would still respect you? Let's be honest. No one respects you here, sugar. The only thing our boss respects is that hole of yours. And I think it's about time I felt how you got the job for myself. What a tight hole you have. I would have thought it would be loose by now. You know, with all the times you let Mrs. Santiago use you. The whole office can hear your moans through the door, begging for her to be rougher with you, to use you, to breed you. You're a filthy little thing, aren't you? I'm gonna pretend that you don't like how my cock feels too, because I don't think that's going to work. Not without tightly you're gripping me. Soft little gasp escaping your lips. You hate that I feel good inside you, don't you? Even better than Mrs. Santiago, I'm willing to bet. Otherwise, you wouldn't be having such a strong reaction. Don't want to admit how good my cock feels sliding inside you. Don't want to say how much you love being filled. It's okay, sugar. You don't have to say it. I already know from how your body takes me. It's like it wants me. It needs me. If only your body and brain could get on the same wavelength, huh? Oh, gripping me like a goddamn vice as I thrust in and out of you. Come on, don't hold back your noises now. I told you, the whole office knows how easy you are, sugar. We hear it almost every day, moaning as you take her strap, begging as you grind against her foot. She has you wrapped around her finger. All she has to do is say bark and you'll do it because you don't have any self-respect. If you did, you wouldn't go around and talk over other people's ideas for meetings. If you had self-respect, you wouldn't spread your legs and let my cock in so easily. See, when you are at work, you just don't think for yourself. How could you? You're too fucking stupid. You rely on spreading your legs to get ahead. This is all you fucking have, isn't it? That's right. Your only value is the hole that I'm fucking. At least you feel good wrapped around me, taking my cock. At least you can do one thing right. Probably not hired for your skills. No. Mrs. Santiago keeps you around as a high-class strap warmer, doesn't she? That's why I would hire you. It's not like your brain has any thoughts worth keeping inside it. All of your best ideas have come from me. You have to expand upon stuff I've come up with more of my ideas. Things that I've suggested to you in passing, stuff I thought was a failure, you take and brag about. Oh, you do. is take and take, sugar. How does it feel to be taken from? To give everything you have and it still not be enough? My cock keeps pounding into you, never ever relenting as my hand snakes between the two of us, starting to stroke you in time with my hips. Oh, that's it, sugar. Moan for me. Let everyone know how much fun you're having. You're going to become the office whore at this rate. First the boss, now your rival. Who's next? Someone underneath you? One of your own subordinates? Or maybe... maybe you're going to try and fuck me again for another idea. That way you'll get yourself some praise from our boss and an orgasm. That's all you care about, isn't it? Oh, so fucking greedy for attention from anyone. If only you didn't feel so fucking good. You would actually be a nice fuck if you weren't so desperate for it. Unable to control that pitiful sound in your throat. You just keep getting pushed closer to the edge, don't you? Trying so hard not to come. Not willing to admit how good you feel. How badly you want to let go. Every slide of my cock inside you pushes you just a bit closer. You can feel the need growing by the seconds. Thighs starting to shake. Grateful for the cold wall behind you. If it wasn't for me pushing you against it, then you would just be on a puddle on the ground. Can't do anything for yourself, can you? You need someone like Mrs. Santiago, someone like me around to tell you what to do. What you lack in intelligence, you make up for in being so submissive. You were never meant to have any power, were you? You're just a weak little thing, eager to please, desperate for some sort of praise. I would probably feel bad if I didn't hate you so much. Turns out, I think you're getting what you deserve. Taking cock is the only thing you're good for, isn't it? Oh, can't come up with your own ideas, your own plans, your own thoughts. You have to rely on others for everything. The only way to treat someone like you, sugar, is with disrespect. The same amount of disrespect you give everyone else. Dignity is something that you have to earn, and you haven't done that yet. I don't think you even have the capability to do it, if I'm being honest. Just look at yourself, moaning as my cock fucks into you, getting closer to your orgasm. You don't even remember why you weren't supposed to enjoy this. It feels so good. You forgot. You're supposed to dislike how good I'm making you feel, sugar. Not that your body got the memo. My hand feels so good between your thighs, doesn't it? Oh, stroking you so sweetly, matching my movements to the thrust of my hips. It feels too fucking good, sugar. Thighs shaking as you struggle to keep standing, arms clinging to me for dear life. You can't get enough, can you? Doesn't matter who's fucking you, as long as you're filled, right? Oh God, you're so fucking pathetic. Just when I think you can't get any lower, you somehow do. I would say that I'm surprised, but not from you, sugar. There's nothing you can do that would surprise me at this rate. Oh, getting closer. Oh, fuck. Going to do the one thing you can do right and make me come. Going to take a load like our boss has trained you to. Oh, I know you want to. This is what you've been doing all those late nights at the office, right? You're not good for anything else. The least you could do is be a proper cum dump. That's all you'll ever be good for, because it's not like you have the skills to get a job like this on your own. The only thing you're good for is your hole. At least that's tight and can take load after load, right? Oh, so fucking close, sugar. Yeah, right like that. Why don't you come with me? This is your only chance, sugar. If you want to come, you gotta do it now, or else I'm not going to be taking pity on you. I'm not gonna keep touching you once I come. So come on, be good and come. Come with me. You can do what I know you want to. You're so fucking close, so let go. Be good. Show me that you can do one thing fucking right. Come with me. Well, would you look at that? You were able to make me come, sugar. There is something you can do right after all, huh? Not like you're good for anything else. Probably should just give you the new title of office slut and let everyone take turns with that hole of yours. You would be much more beneficial to the company as a free-use toy than you ever were like this. Your lack of talent is simply being wasted. Why have a perfectly good whore doing secretary things when you have an easy and eager hole available? See, if I was Mrs. Santiago, I would keep you chained to my desk and use you as a bartering chip in all my negotiations. It's not like you would ever tell her no. Just like you can't tell me no. That word just isn't in your vocab, sugar. No matter who asks, you're always going to say yes and let them fuck you, aren't you? Oh, yes you are, sugar. Why else would you have let me? You hate my guts, and yet you still came for me. Face it. You're a dime a dozen slut, just like everyone else. You're not special, sugar. So maybe start thinking for yourself. It'll only be a matter of time before Mrs. Santiago finds some newer, prettier model of you. See you around, sugar.